This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
To you, for the first time, your next Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris.
And Joe, I'm so proud to stand with you. And I do so mindful of all the heroic and ambitious women before me, whose sacrifice, determination, and resilience makes my presence here today even possible.
She said horrible things about him, horrible things. And she mocked him, openly mocked him. That's why I thought that was a very risky pick, because I'm sure that'll be played back. Not necessarily by me, but others. It'll be played back.
Game on. There's a woman in the race. Joe Biden, as we talked about in the previous show, goes with Kamala Harris, and they walk the stage together, so to speak. It's interesting because Biden's hitting back, Trump's hitting back, and there's a lot of mud being slung already, although I'm not surprised by that. Hey, everybody, whatever hamlet you hail from, hope you are safe. Among some of the stories that we are hearing about with COVID-19, there is now 165,000 deaths in the U.S. A lot of schools are flip-flopping on whether they should go online, they should do some kind of hybrid thing. It's been interesting to watch because this is the time when schools are opening, and then in the next couple of weeks, more schools will try to open. And we also have sports and restaurants and entertainment and so much more caught in the middle of a war with the biggest SOB any of us have ever seen in our lives. And I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about the virus. I'm talking about the race to find that cure, that vaccine, and dumping a ton of money in the direction of the vaccine. Once again, the feds are gambling another $1.5 billion on an upcoming vaccine candidate. We've talked about Moderna before. I'm pretty high on that based on some of what I've heard from the inside on how it's looking. But until we actually know something works, even if the trials seem like they're going well, which, fingers crossed, yes, that's what we want. We don't know until it becomes a for real. It's not a for real yet, and that's the thing. I think you look at Sturgis and the explosion of, in South Dakota, what is their biggest event, 95%, I've said this over and over again, 95% of how that town survives is based on this huge motorcycle rally. So what do? They don't even vote whether to have it or not. They just go ahead and have it, talk about social distancing, don't demand mask. And now it's a question of when all the hogs roll out, do people become ultimately infected by people that were at Sturgis when you have over 250,000 people that were there? It's still going on. We don't know. We'll see what happens. So we got politics and the politics of the virus and everything else mixed up in between, including face masks with valves or vents. I swear I saw Mad Max at the grocery store. I thought, is that Mad Max? If you don't know who that is, look it up. I thought, you got to be kidding me. And I see that more and more. But they're doing a lot of studies on what really works and what doesn't work, because why mask up if it's not going to help you? It doesn't make any sense. And for some reason, people think the valves are better. Maybe you can breathe better, or psychologically it seems that way. But apparently with this new mask study that's out, and there have been a bunch of them, that's one of the things that doesn't really quite work. And sometimes it might be better to not even wear that if you were going to do that, because it's not effective. You know, the surgical masks that you see, they're actually fine. Some of them are fine. They're effective enough. So I'll dive deeper into this later in the show when I talk about this Duke study that talks about the cotton cloth masks and how effective they are, and then the thin polyester mask, and then the spandex gaiters that might even be worse than anything, you know, where you have that around your neck, might look fashionable, but if it doesn't protect you, who cares in the end? But let's stick with politics for a second. And now it's interesting to see, you know, kind of the coming out of Biden and Kamala Harris. And I mentioned this, that there were shots, so to speak, fired in lots of different directions. You heard what the president had to say. And, of course, he is referring to the fact that when Kamala Harris was on the stage in some of the debates against Joe Biden, of course, she snapped back at him. She went for the jugular, and that was one of the things that apparently Biden really liked about her. She was not somebody who backs down, that she's willing to do, you know, she's willing to go toe-to-toe, and what she thinks and what she believes was part of her run for president. And now for the Republicans, it is a little bit different to have Harris here. They knew it was going to be a woman, but who was the woman going to be? Now it's not a mystery. And what will she ultimately give them in terms of what could be challenging? And you know her background as a prosecutor. I think what's going to happen is they're going to paint her. I'm looking at this through the campaign eyes, as I have lots of friends on all sides of this. I've said this before. This show is about the conversation. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right. Don't label yourself or whatever you decide. Ultimately, I think more Americans need to vote. And if you vote, you can complain if you don't like what happens. So in the 24 hours since Joe Biden announced Harris as his running mate, the Trump campaign has been working, which they should do if they have a good campaign manager. They're really pushing her as very weak on crime. They're playing up the whole role of her being the California Attorney General and what happened there. She's being described as the most liberal person in the United States Senate. And some progressive Dems are frustrated with her record because they were lobbying for Senator Elizabeth Warren. They don't agree with the Trump campaign, and they didn't like the choice. And, of course, nasty is the word the president uses to describe her, because he says, look at what happened with the Brett Kavanaugh hearings when he was going through being approved as the next Supreme Court justice. And I think that is going to be continuing to be what is said over and over and over again, and probably you'll see that pop up. And I think he hinted about that when it comes to campaign ads. As for Biden, they're just going to go after everything. COVID and Kamala Harris are going to attack every weak spot that has happened during the administration. And what's in your wallet? The economy, the economy, the economy. I mentioned this. We see what's happening. I'm watching what's happening to the tourism travel industry and how sad it is for so many people I know. Restaurant businesses, entertainment, etc. Saved by the Bell, the new class, bold and beautiful music, country and Christian music singer. She's amazing, and she just was crowned Mrs. Nevada. But the city of Las Vegas spoiled the party. Ashley Tesoro, up next.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Agree with that. If you are not with Miss Savannah, you cannot be here. You have to exit the area.
Should have been a really nice party. Mrs. Nevada was crowned. Ashley Tesoro, who is just got an incredible resume, such a talented woman, and this is another honor. And I mentioned this as we were heading out from our last segment that you've probably seen her in a bunch of things. From, if you go back to Saved by the Bell, The New Class, Bold and the Beautiful. You look at her music background. There's modeling, there's so much that I guarantee you have seen her face, and so it is a great honor. And unfortunately, the party was broke up. Ashley, thank you so much for coming on.
Hi, Kate. Thank you so much for having me tonight.
So congratulations, first of all.
Oh, thank you. I'm still a little bit in shock, and I can't believe it's happened, and I'm so grateful and just excited.
Yeah. And your family, I mean, you have these three beautiful kids, this great husband. They must be so proud of you.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Thank you so much. My husband has just been a rock for me in this whole situation and just really supported me through my entire title run. My kids are amazing. You know, when I first told my oldest daughter, Gabriella, that I was going to run in this pageant, she said to me, "Oh, Mommy, here's a, you know, a gold trophy sticker. I'm going to give it to you." And she goes, "You look at it every day, because in the end, you're going to get the gold trophy." And I just literally remembered that for 10 months. I would look at it. I put it up in my closet on my dresser and just, you know, remembered her words. So they're just amazing.
Yeah, and see, and that's the thing. This is a lot of work to be in a pageant, and then ultimately to win this. You just said it's almost a year in the process of getting ready for it, doing all the things that you have to do for it, and then finally it comes down to the time when you're crowned the winner. And what happened?
Well, yes. Well, to your first point, you know, we are all very accomplished women that, you know, don't just have pretty faces, but we have really kind hearts. And all year we are doing charity work and, you know, we are giving and we are doing all these things. We're lending our hands to different causes. You know, we're really, all of us women, not just the winner, but all the women that are the contestants, we are all bright lights in our community. So, you know, and then we're obviously on stage modeling. We're practicing interviews. You know, we are working very hard. And so it came down to the pageant night, and we're literally minutes before we're supposed to start the event. We had done everything that we thought we needed to do to comply with all of the regulations. You know, obviously we're all at a learning curve. This is nothing that any of us have ever experienced before what's happening right now, you know, across the world. And literally within, you know, 5 minutes before we're supposed to start, you know, the place kind of goes up in an uproar. We hear all this commotion. I peek, you know, behind the curtain and, you know, we're being announced as, you know, basically we have to cease and desist. We have a cease and desist order and we're not allowed to do the pageant. And we were, you know, basically all in tears and shocked, and the police had showed up, and it was, you know, it was pretty traumatic for those moments, you know, leading up to eventually being able to actually hold the, you know, event without an audience.
Yeah, and yes, so that was it. Clear the room, everyone's upset, and then it's just an empty room all of a sudden, and I guess what the city was saying is, oh, the crowds were too big, you're in violation, but I saw a lot of people masked up from what I could tell.
Yeah, so everybody had to wear a mask, and, you know, our Jackie McKenna, who is our, you know, state director for the pageant, she was very, very diligent to make sure that she was following the regulations according to what she had, you know, been told by Ahern Hotel and whatnot. And she had reminded us over and over, wear your mask and make sure, you know, that your guests are wearing their masks. And, you know, so we had tables that were socially distanced. The room was able, the capacity of the room could carry, I think, 1,600 people. We had, I think, 200 or less people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think right on, well below. And we were under the impression that we could have 50% or less in the room. And we had 200 and it held 1,600. So we had socially distanced the tables. Everybody was wearing masks. It was set up with six people per table, which in Nevada, you can go to a restaurant, you can sit at a table with six people as long as it's 50% or less capacity in the restaurant. And in our setting, there was a restaurant there to get drinks, you could get food. The only difference was we had women on stage, but we were also socially distanced on stage. Our pageant choreographer, Eve Dawes, was amazing, and she had a tape measure out, and she was making sure when we were on stage, we were distanced 6 feet apart from each other. The co-hosts were not even next to each other that were emceeing the event. They were socially distanced. So we care about safety. We were not doing this deceitfully or haphazardly. We honestly thought that we were doing what we needed to do.
Yeah, and good for them for really pulling it together that way. And it had to be mind-boggling for you because, you know, you're on pins and needles and everybody's there. And like you say, all the hard work that goes into this and what led up to it for an entire year. And then you kind of see this commotion. And I was told that people were threatened, if you don't leave, we're going to handcuff you.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It was a pretty intense. You know, I was very... Yes, there was boos. People were booing, and they were very upset and disappointed. They had paid money to come, you know, sit at a table and watch this. Family members were there. We did not sell tickets to the public. We were not allowed to say, oh, everybody come and, you know, witness our event. These were people that were very close friends and family, and we had been designated specific amount of tickets per contestant per what we thought could be in the room, the amount of people. So this was very, very carefully done. And, you know, it was very shocking, but I was proud of the people because they were not violent. There was no fighting or anything like that. Everybody eventually peacefully left. And because they, at the end of the day, they were there to, you know, wanting all of us to succeed. And basically we were told, if your audience leaves, that, you know, we will allow the Ahern to hold this event with just the contestants, the judges, and then very limited staff that had to be there, that was pageant staff. And that's ultimately what happened. And that's how I was able to be crowned that night.
Wow. So for you, it, you know, we want to end this on a positive note. You now are Mrs. Nevada. And what does that entail for you?
Well, I'm so excited. I'll be representing the state in the Mrs. America pageant coming up. I'm told that's in October, but with that, you know, with the climate of everything that's going on, we'll have to see how that, you know, irons out. But I will be running in the Mrs. America pageant. I will, you know, be doing charity work all year. I'll be doing events and public appearances and public speaking. And I'm just very excited. I want to give people hope. You know, I'm an advocate for women and for children, and to give all people hope, you know, of all faiths, religions, genders. You know, I am here to be a light and to love and, you know, to lend my hand to positive causes and just to be a positive role model in the state of Nevada and hopefully do really well and, you know, in the Mrs. America pageant too.
Yeah, well, good luck with that, and thank you. I know it's been a busy, busy time for you. We appreciate you carving some of it out for us. Thanks, Ashley.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It was my pleasure, and, you know, I really appreciate your time.
Yeah. Wow. It's going to be fun to watch that pageant, too, to see what happens there. And it's a shame that this one, when people work so hard, got broken up the way it did, because I like how Ashley described it, how big the venue was. And think about that. And listen, you know I talk about social distancing and masking and all that stuff, and we've had our unofficial poll, but it seems to me, and from everything that I saw, and I got some footage that somebody sent me, they were doing the things you were supposed to do. And some are saying this is like a retaliation thing because of another event that was broken up, and that this perhaps is what happened there. But, you know, the upshot is you move on from it, but boy, oh boy, it was so unnecessary from what I saw and how I saw the crowds that were distanced and were absolutely had tons of space. It seemed so unnecessary to me, and you wonder what's it going to take to have any kind of events if something like this happens, unless it really truly was this retaliation thing for something else that had happened at the Ahern Hotel. But the footage clearly, even the footage that's available to the public, the footage clearly shows that they came into the hotel, broke everything up, asked everybody to leave, and really caused, I think, unnecessary ruckus for an event that was a positive event. So good luck to Ashley Tesoro. Let's see what happens in that Mrs. America pageant. We're hitting the mailroom next. Hang with us.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The presumptive Democratic presidential ticket was rolled out at a high school in Wilmington, Delaware. In their first appearance together, Joe Biden explained why he chose Kamala Harris.
Kamala knows how to govern. She knows how to make the hard calls all across the nation.
little girls woke up, especially little black and brown girls, who so often feel overlooked and undervalued in their communities. But today, just maybe, they're seeing themselves for the first time in a new way as the stuff of president and vice presidents.
President Trump wasted no time in launching an attack against the California senator.
Probably one of the reasons she was a terrible candidate and was forced to leave the race because she got her facts wrong. You know, she's very bad on facts.
This is USA Radio News. A military helicopter made an emergency landing in Manassas, Virginia, after it was struck by a bullet. One service member inside was injured. The helicopter was conducting a routine training mission when the incident occurred. The bullet caused a minor injury to the hand of an air crew member and damage to the aircraft, which is attached to the 1st Helicopter Squadron. The FBI said the injured service member was treated and released from the hospital. The FBI's Washington field office said it dispatched special agents to the Manassas airport to investigate the incident. The FBI and Joint Base Andrews called on members of the public with any information about the shooting to contact authorities. A request for a single trial for 4 fired Minneapolis police officers was made by prosecutors to the judge in the custody death of George Floyd. Minnesota's attorney general said the evidence is similar against the 4 officers, and a single trial would spare the trauma of multiple trials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Yes, we feel like this every single day. Have you gotten the fatigue? We're fatigued. Yes, we're fatigued. But we're live. You know, it's interesting. I got a ton of email on Kamala Harris and what's happening with the Democrats and what do I think I saw this on all sides. What do I think the Republicans need to do and what do I think the Democrats need to do? That makes me happy. I'm the voice of reason. Let's have the conversation. I say it all the time. So don't be shy about that. You can always flip me your thoughts. Kate@katedelaneyradio.com. All right, let's take this first one. This one was from Anthony. And that's what he wrote, Anthony. Like you, I grew up outside of Philly, Katie, and I look at Joe Biden, and man, Joe Biden needs Kamala Harris probably to do most of the talking, as long as she's got all of the facts straight and the I's dotted and everything else in between. But seriously, I got to give Sleepy Joe credit. Because it's about time that a woman who was a strong woman and had a background of actually being tough on crime. I don't buy what's being said about her being weak on crime. I think that she has a chance to more than help Joe Biden get over the hump. If I were the Republicans, I would be worried. Did you hear that they raised $26 million in 1 day after announcing her being picked? Yeah, that, I mean, of course, a huge boost. I'm not shocked by that. And especially because really, honestly, you're having a lot of women come out, a lot of women of color, a lot of women in general who are saying, you know, and of course, mostly Democrats who are saying, yeah, it's about time and this is the time for this to happen. So to the question of what will the Republicans do, attack Biden on records of on weaknesses in the past because he's got those records, and so does Kamala Harris. So that's what you do. I mean, that's your number one strategy. You look for where the weaknesses are on the economy, or what direction will they go in with health, or you know, a slew of vulnerable positions, which is exactly, by the way, what the Democratic strategists would do. I mean, this is you know what it's like? It's like sports. So you're strategizing, you're game planning, and that's it. But you know, we've got 84 days until the election, so not a lot of time. I cannot wait for the debates. I'm going to tell you that. Cannot wait for the debates. All right, so then I've got this one from Hal, who listens to us in New Orleans, and he said, Ms. Delaney, I'll tell you what, I don't like a lot about Donald Trump, but I don't like anything about the Democrats. I like plenty of other Republicans, and it's not that I hate Donald Trump. I hate his Twitter feed. I hate some of the things he says about women. I'm the father of four daughters, strong, proud, and absolutely they like I have been conservative for their entire lives, but I sure wish that something could happen when it comes to the coronavirus and COVID and stimulus and the economy, because you've said it many times on your show, it is about the economy and what happens to people and their livelihoods and when they can't feed their families and people are lining up the food pantries and it's, you know, people who are from the suburbs and they're proud and feel ashamed to even show up there, you know that there's big problems and that's obvious. So unless something turns around quickly, I think it could be a close race, but I think somehow, some way, the Republicans lose this one, and it's based so much on where we are right now in these times, especially with livelihoods and the pandemic and the arguments over where we're headed. Well, you know, you summed it up. The worry over the coronavirus outbreak, the effect on the economy, you know, name a business, look at what's happened to air travel, look what's happened to tourism, look what's happened in the restaurant business, so many businesses having to furlough people, and there are businesses that are reimagining. I say that in my spot, reimagining, rebooting, figuring it out. And there are businesses that are doing fine. They just happen to be, you know, in the right space for a pandemic. I mean, it's not that every single business is horrible, but the majority, and it's looking at the economy overall. I think for the president, what he's really hoping and what the Republican strategists are really hoping is that the ultimate craps table, which is not in Las Vegas, which is in New York, it's Wall Street, that the stock market is thriving, that the stock market is hitting highs, right? And in fact, the other day, stocks fell just short of a new record high. All of that, that's, again, that's what is going to be part of what they're going to want to see happen. And I think that's why the president went to that executive order deal, that I got to get stimulus money, I got to get money to people now, we got to get money to people because there's, you know, this jobless rate has jumped up again. There's more claims, and there's over 1 million more jobless claims that are expected. And so I got to do it. I've got to get it out there, and I'm just going to usurp the Congress if I have to do that. All right, this one is, and I got tons of emails. Pro Kamala, con Kamala. Pro Republican, pro Democrat. I mean, this is how this crowd rolls, even on a smaller scale. Like when we did our mask on, mask off, and which were you, and what did you think about that whole thing? All right, so Let's go to this one. I'm going to actually go in a different direction. This one is from Pablo, and Pablo says, "Hey, Kate, I listened to the show. I've listened to the show now for a couple of months. I live in West Virginia. The Watchdog carries you, and I'm glad that I found you, and I'm looking at this unemployment benefit that the Prez has suggested, and I'm glad that he's on the case and that the tug of war that you call the Democrats and the Republicans are in over what to do with the stimulus. It doesn't look like they're going to figure this out anytime soon, except for are the states really going to want to pick up that extra $100, making it $400 in the unemployment benefit sector? For so many people that I know in the construction business, that $600 really, really mattered. And when people were saying there was no incentive to go to work, I would beg to differ. There are so many people I know that would love to work and are sick of being at home and sick of being cash strapped and worried to death about their families. Yeah, I said that before, you know, blanket statements, that's the problem. Are some people riding the gravy train because, woof, all of a sudden I'm getting this extra money. I wasn't even making that much. Of course. Because there was no vetting done on what people were making. But you know what? The bottom line is that's not the case in so many of the families and that are getting these unemployment checks that they desperately need. And to me, you want that flow to continue. I mean, we're in unprecedented territory with this pandemic. It's like I said, it is the monster that none of us really wanted to fight. Let's face it. And trust me, I could tell you stories, and I have had some people on and told some stories that would make your hair fall out, seriously, with things that have happened to people. So we'll see what whether this jumps in by September or, you know, it's all kind of shaky at this point. And I feel you, because I know for a lot of people, this is just a struggle. I mean, a serious, serious struggle. All right, here's this one from Vic, who says, "Kate, I heard you talking about Sturgis. You sounded a little bit knowledgeable on bikes. I'm wondering if you have one." And I do have to agree with you. I'm curious as to what's going to happen when this whole thing wraps up and bikers who came from all over the place go back home from South Dakota. Are they going to bring a virus somewhere in those saddlebags or not? Hopefully not, because I'm not rooting for that to happen. And even though some were certainly on their bikes a lot of the time, they absolutely were gathering in the bars and under the tents. My brother-in-law went, so I know that absolutely happened. It was a big one because it was the 80th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. Well, yeah, bars and nightclubs, thanks for that, by the way, and thanks for listening. Bars and nightclubs, that's the whole thing. They're on the main drag, and they're filled with people. You know, as the sun is setting, there's people all over the place. That's what you do. And you get maybe a smaller crowd than a normal year, but you still had a lot of people there. I mean, this is a tiny town with a population of about 7,000 or so, and the prospects of what could happen, I don't like it. You know, I don't like the fact that there's no limits on indoor crowds, because to me that's the most dangerous thing. Not when you have a big space and you're spaced out. That's a whole different thing. But when you're in a crowded, cramped spot, I mean, yeah, you're rolling the dice. Come on. We know that. Meet you on the flip side as we wrap this hour up. Virus
crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Was 8 years old when her best friend was killed in the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland. She says that's when she became aware of current events and a geopolitical climate. The CIA recruited her with a primary mission of preventing weapons of mass destruction. She's the host of a Netflix documentary series, The Business of Drugs. The show investigates the supply chains, social effects, and legal issues surrounding six types of drugs. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story. Yeah, I'll tell you what, Amaryllis Fox, interesting story about her, the fact that she worked for the CIA and really got into these places, set her up nicely for understanding what happens in the drug world, and because she was life undercover. I mean, she caught the eye of the CIA while she was studying international security at Georgetown University. And she dug up decades of data on every known domestic and international terrorist attack and looked for these patterns, these unnoticed patterns. I mean, she was incredibly valuable to them. And she developed an algorithm that identifies likely terrorist nests or safe havens. But she did that for less than a decade and bounced out of that. And then, of course, became a writer, television host, public speaker, that sort of thing. And she, her documentary on Netflix is brilliant. I mean, I would tell anyone, watch this documentary. So good. As she traces every kind of drug, you know, that's out there. What's going on with cannabis, what's happening with meth, and not just in the United States. I mean, it'll blow your mind. I knew it would be good, but I was so shocked by some of the things that I learned that even with research I had done, I was like a baby researcher compared to what I learned in her documentary. Just simply amazing. Just absolutely, amazing. All right, so we go from her story to a different story, and that different story is what's going to happen with schools. And I know that there's people listening that are parents, that are grandparents, that are uncles or aunts, and care about the kids in the neighborhood, even whatever it is. Nobody wants to see teachers get sick. Nobody wants to have high risk outbreaks. And, you know, we're already seeing some of the nasty blowback from what happened in one Georgia school district. And because, you know, there was a picture that was out there that went viral, and it should have actually, because there were kids on top of each other, and then kids got sick at the school, and geez, I mean, that viral hall photo, you had parents and teachers clash at the school board meeting after that. I mean, just so many opinions. It's just, I mean, just a microcosm of what it's like to live in the United States. Seriously, there was massive applause and boos and prayers and strong opinions. And, you know, you name it at the Paulding County School District Board of Education meeting on Tuesday night. Because there were conflicts about what's safety, what's leadership, what should they be doing, how do they provide education during a global pandemic. And they were unwillingly shoved into the national eye when two students shared pictures and video that went viral of that crowded hallway with pretty much almost all students maskless. So, of course, you know what happened to students? They got suspended for posting the images. And then the decision got reversed for one of them. And then the high school shut its doors for this week for a third day for cleaning after, guess what, six students and at least three staff members tested positive for the novel coronavirus. So there you go. And during the meeting, the parents talked about, you know, the need for in-person learning. And part of this is, guess what, they're trying to have full-time jobs. They're trying to feed their family. We go back to the economics and the ecosystem of having kids and schools and all of that. And then you had others that asked the district to provide some of the data on this in-person learning and mask mandates, that they should have mask mandates. So it was really a divided house when it came to what should happen. And it was a crowded room. So everybody was suddenly interested in going to the school board meeting because they're trying to figure it out. They're trying to figure out what are they going to do. Are they going to cancel all in-person instruction until it's safe, that they can ensure it's safe? But here's the thing. How do you ensure it's safe? How can you 100% say it's safe? You can't do that. So there were some heated arguments that were happening there. Betsy DeVos is the Secretary of Education in the U.S., and she's asked time and time again about what's going to happen this year, what should happen this year. And this was her update on the education agendas.
For students and their families, they can't be held captive to other people's fears or agendas. We have got to ensure that families and parents have options that are going to work for their child and for their children's education.
Yeah, so that's the thing. What works? Some schools are doing the hybrid thing. Some parents are scared to death, but they're sending their kids to schools. And you know what? I read a great story about this, that the one thing to look at that is part of the problem
is it's not so much that the children aren't the coronavirus infection risks in school, the adults are. And part of that is, of course, the teachers, the administration, all of that. And you know, here you've got this high school in this district with over 1,000 now quarantined. And then you've got the idea of how do we figure this out with some kind of a 6 weeks on, 6 weeks off. I talked to a friend of mine today in Missouri, and she has a daughter who's a senior. And she desperately, the senior daughter desperately wants to go back to school. So they're staggering schedules. So they are going back to school. But how they're staggering the schedules, they cut the alphabet into like thirds. And if, you know, you're in this one group, so you're there Monday and Wednesday, or you're in this other group, and that's how they're doing it. They're rotating that around. And so her daughter is upset because her friends are not in her side of the alphabet. And I said, well, you know, look at this way. Maybe she makes some new friends in the meantime. But, of course, seriously, this is the kind of things. You got to get on the kids' level. What are they thinking about? And also on the education level of what kind of learning are they doing virtually. And there are some great teachers, and there are great teachers that are developing the curriculum the best they can, but there are problems with online learning, not shockingly. One is, what kind of system do they have at home, and do you have parents working at home, and what's the pull on the broadband in the house? And then what if they don't have the equipment that they need, oh, by the way, right? And so it's very tricky. I don't think enough credit is given to the school districts and what they're having to deal with, given to the parents and the nightmare of that, and they're realizing what it's like, or to the teachers. And, you know, the CDC said the importance of reopening America's schools. I mean, they've got a whole thing on it, that as they make decisions, it's important to consider the spectrum of benefits and risks of both in-person and virtual learning options. That, of course, parents are concerned about the safety of their kids in the wake of COVID-19. But, you know, death rates among school-aged children are lower than among adults. They're not saying they're not there. And this is the CDC. This is what they're saying. It's all over their websites, all over the stuff. And they're saying that, you know, students are far less likely to have access to private instruction and care, and far more likely to rely on key school-supported resources like food programs, special education, because that's, like, practically non-existent otherwise, counseling, after-school programs for the basic developmental needs of some of these kids. So what about the children's health and well-being in their schools? And then, you know, there's a, like I said, this is the thing that's out there that talks about what do they get, what do they need from the CDC, the support, the physical activity. They're pushing for it for sure. Music means that I have to exit stage right. Thanks to Nathan for his fine work always on the technicals, and a big shout out to Mo Flam.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.